Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Hey, everyone. It's Monday, November 30th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Jill Replogle. On today's show, we'll talk to frontline workers who say they're overwhelmed as COVID-19 cases continue to surge to record levels. And what comes next for the people who sought to occupy government-owned homes that have been vacant for decades? Plus, the latest on the LA County Coroner's inquest into the death of Andres Guardado, the 18-year-old shot by a sheriff's deputy in June. LA County has seen the number of coronavirus cases rise at an alarming rate. Hospitalizations are also going up, and that means more and more work for our already stressed out healthcare workers. KPCC's public affairs show AirTalk spoke with healthcare workers on the front lines of the pandemic. With more, here's Natalie Chudnovsky.
Hey, Jill. Yeah, so emotional and physical fatigue has always been an issue in the healthcare field, but the pressures and the uncertainty of the pandemic have really taken burnout to a new level. And we've heard from healthcare workers that there's not enough staffing and not enough support, especially for nurses who spend a lot of time with patients. We heard from Chanel in Highland Park, who quit her job as an ICU nurse this year because she had PTSD and she was just so overwhelmed with the volume of patients that she was taking care of.
When someone passes away, you immediately get another patient. There isn't time to really recover from what you saw. For me, it was really like a life or death decision on whether or not I was going to stay in the hospital and continue to subject myself to the pretty horrific things I saw every day at the, you know, risk of my own mental health.
We talked with Dr. Linda Rosenstock from UCLA's Public Health School, and she said that there needs to be a focus on staffing. And a lot of the folks that have been laid off this year were actually healthcare workers. They just are people who weren't trained for the ICU. So there needs to be some retraining and redeployment so that the workers on the front lines can have some relief.
The day before Thanksgiving, dozens of people, many of them homeless or facing eviction, occupied state-owned vacant houses in LA's El Sereno neighborhood. CHP officers forcibly removed them and arrested more than 60 people. The homes are among hundreds the California Department of Transportation bought in past decades as part of the plan to connect the 710 freeway to the 2010 in Pasadena. To talk about what comes next, here's Aaron Schrank.
Now that these activists have captured attention, they say they're going to keep pushing local leaders to use vacant state-owned land to shelter the unhoused population. The group that occupied 20 homes last week is calling on Governor Gavin Newsom to take action to allow them to return. They're also calling on Caltrans to sell all of the vacant homes it owns in the area to a community land trust, which they say is the only way to keep them affordable. Caltrans says it's working to use some of its properties as transitional or emergency housing, and that it's committed to using the properties for affordable housing as it sells them. The coalition that occupied the homes is called Reclaim and Rebuild Our Community. It says it wants charges against the 62 people arrested on Thursday and Friday dropped, and all of the items taken by CHP during these removals returned to their owners.
And finally, on Monday, the LA County Coroner's Office began its inquest into the death of Andres Guardado. The 18-year-old was fatally shot in the back by a sheriff's deputy in Gardena in June. It's the coroner's first inquest in 40 years. With more on what's involved, here's public safety reporter Frank Stoltz.
It was a day of sheriff's officials refusing to testify. The attorney for the deputy who shot Guardado said he was out of the country and would invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination when he got back. The hearing officer said she was unsure he could assert the Fifth on all questions and reserved the right to force him to testify later. Same for his partner, who also was not there today. Two sheriff's detectives also invoked the Fifth amid questions about whether one was under investigation himself in connection with the Guardado inquiry. And in a potentially significant development, a coroner's investigator said one of the detectives told her Guardado reached for his waistband. The deputy's attorney said his client opened fire after Guardado set the gun down, lied down on the pavement, then reached for the gun.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Jill Replogle. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And for up-to-date news around the clock, tell your smart speaker to launch LAist or check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.